Can you talk about what makes Pocono, the Tricky Triangle, and so unique compared to every other track on the circuit?
Well, it's just got, you know, three very different, unique corners that all take a different kind of driving style. You shift there. It's only got three corners as a triangle. It's just a unique track. All those things make it unique.
What about the three different corners? How do you approach those? Is that a difficult for the team to set up for three different degrees in each corner?
That'd be a good question for Jason. There certainly is a certain amount of compromise. It's hard to get it to drive exactly like you want in all the corners. So there's always that compromise. It seems like you can kind of muscle it through turn two, but you got to be good off of three, obviously, to get down the front stretch, and you need to be pretty good in one and two with the banking, so that's always one of your best chances to pass.
And winning there last year, what are the keys to victory at Pocono?
For us last year, it was getting good fuel mileage, so we ran really well. I think we were running fourth, and then Jason had a good strategy, and we had good fuel mileage and made sure we made it to the end, so that was a key for us last year.
And then finally, winning last week, how does that take the pressure off, and how does that change your strategy for the rest of the regular season?
Doesn't change the strategy, in at least from my standpoint. I don't know that it takes the pressure off. It certainly felt really, really good to win. But it doesn't really change anything for me going forward. I mean, we still want to go out and compete at a high level every week. We still want to try to win more races.